ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। वन ऑफ द डीपेस्ट डिजायर ऑल ऑफ अस हैव इन अवर ब्राह्मिन लाइफ इज टू प्रोग्रेस। We make so much of effort to come to Madhuban also for the same reason. We want to see ourselves growing. When we feel that we are growing, moving forward in our life, not only it makes us happy, but seeing me, others also get a lot of inspiration. Others also become happy. Wow, this one is progressing since she has come into knowledge, growing. If there is no growth, even in Laukik life, you know, parents get a little bit worried. Something wrong with this child? So they have to take them to the doctor. So we have to see ourselves. Since we have come to this Gyan in Brahmin life, whenever, doesn't matter, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 20 years, from that moment until now, how much I have progressed, how much I have grown. You know, even in normal life, there are 4 stages. Childhood, youth, adolescence, and maturity. So I can just check myself, where am I at the moment? Childhood stage, youth, adolescence, or mature? And yesterday in the blessing, Baba said, you have to become a goddess of maturity. You don't become that overnight. No, a child will not become an adult overnight. It has to pass through some stages. So first I just want to share with you how can I check myself in general that I am progressing in my Laukik life, in my family life, in my spiritual life. What is the meaning of self-progress? The first step I think about is the self, for self-progress, self-reflection is necessary. Unless I spend some time having reflection on myself, so I am able to check and change. And the second thing is actually, I can look at my progress by seeing myself, you know, I have become better than what I was before. I was good maybe, I'm not best yet, but I am becoming better than before. That means I can give the credit that I am progressing myself. And also, you know, to look at my progress, it is very important to see how far I have come through instead of looking at how far you have to go. Because if you start looking at how far you have to go, you don't appreciate where you have reached now. So this is inspiring. If I am able to see myself, how far I have come, where I was when I came to Baba and how far I have come. So give yourself the credit so that you get inspired to do more. You know, it's always said, 1,000 miles journey has to begin with 1 step. So you have kept the step and you have reached somewhere. So that is also progress. And also, self-progress is working on the self, for the self by yourself. It's not depending on anybody. You know, somebody praise me, somebody give me position, I feel good, and tomorrow I don't have. No. It is actually working on myself, for myself, with myself. And that is why self-reflection is very important. And if you really want to progress, one suggestion is, don't stop trying. Keep trying. Trying, you know, never give up. Because it's always said, a winner will never quit. A quit will never win. There will be ups and downs, but Brahma Baba's slogan is, try, try, try again. Today, Amrit Vela, you could not get up. Don't give up. Try again tomorrow. Try again another day. And it becomes like a habit, you know. Somebody told me the other day, if you want to make anything as your habit, at least you have to repeat it 16 times. If you repeat something 16 times, it will definitely become a habit. Don't try, don't give up. And the last thing I would like to suggest is, you know, I know that I am progressing when I am able to change excuses into effort. And Baba has been inspiring us to remove this word excuses, karan, reason. So if I can transform reason into effort, make effort. Effort means attention. And of course, effort also means that you don't repeat the same mistake twice because you realize that you have done the mistake once. So with this kind of attention, I am able to progress, moving forward. It is a healthy sign. You know, Baba many times says, don't become stagnant. Don't become stuck in between. You know, the feeling that comes, so I'm not moving forward, I'm not going backward, I am just stuck. That should not be our experience. Even one step, even few steps, that itself is progress. Where I was yesterday, I have moved one step forward today, that's fine. You know, everybody is making effort number-wise. Some may be moving with walking speed. Some may be moving with running speed. Some may be moving with flying speed, that's fine. But I am moving. I am not going backward. You know, sometimes some Brahmins say, what about moving two steps forward and one step backward? Where will you be? You are where you are. You are not going anywhere. So this is why I think it is important to assess ourselves and give ourselves the credit that we deserve, so we encourage ourselves so that we don't lose that energy to move forward. And from time to time, you know, Baba is more concerned about our progress than what is happening in the world. What is happening in the world today is connected with our self-progress. And so some of the signals Avyakt Bhavdada has been inspiring us to make effort for self-progress. One of them recently was, Baba was saying in the last Murli that make your aim and qualifications equal. So we all have a very high aim. You know, when we are asked what you want to become, everybody raise our hand. We want to become Lakshmi Narayan. That's fine. But then match your qualifications according to the aim. So when both of them are together, that is a sign of progressing towards my destination. Let alone becoming deity or angel, you set an aim when you wake up in the morning. Today I want to do something. You know, today you plan to do something. At the end of the day, you achieve it. So that itself is progress, because my thoughts and my action become identical. That is what is called making aim and qualifications equal. Because sometimes we have to set short-term goals instead of setting a huge goal saying, by the end of the year I become karmatit. The end of the year come and I didn't become, I get disheartened, you know. So that is fine. We have the aim, but at least I can day to day, weekly, monthly, daily, so that will reach, take me to my final qualification. And so I think that is one of the signals Bhaktada has given us, no, to match our aim with the qualifications. Like Baba was talking about balancing four subjects, becoming the authority of experience. No, we talk about four subjects, but then to become an authority of experience, matching the aim with the qualification is what gives us the understanding of our progress. And the second signal, what I catch from Baba's Murlis for the past few years, is the word balance. You know, very often Brahmins lose balance. We concentrate on one thing too much and the other thing is left out. And so we don't see that balance in our progress. So it is very important to maintain the balance. Balance, first of all, of self-service and service of others. Many times we are so intoxicated in serving others, we compromise our own self-service. For example, following the basic maryadas of Brahmin life. You know, if somebody asks me what is the special effort I need to make for self-progress, my suggestion is just give importance to the maryadas of Brahmin life. That itself will help you to keep the balance of self-progress and service of others. Because when you are following the maryadas accurately from Amrit Vela till night, you are serving yourself, but you are also serving others through your example. You know, I don't have to tell someone wake up early in the morning for Amrit Vela, but I myself do it. So in that way, first balance is self-service and service of others. The second important balance is, of course, remembrance and service. Because many times some Brahmins feel, I like remembrance, I like to sit in silence, I don't like knowledge so much. And some Brahmins are of extreme. They say, no, I like knowledge churning. They cannot sit in meditation even for half an hour properly. But I need to have the balance of self, remembrance and service, so that I am able to make my remembrance accurate. At the same time, Baba also talks about the balance of karma and yoga. No, we are karma yogis, we cannot stay without performing actions. But then what is missing in us is that having yoga while performing action. No, this morning I was listening to one of Babdada's drill, and Babdada was mentioning that, you know, you all have the aim to become Bapsaman, and in order to become Bapsaman, you have to understand that you need to become Bapsaman like Shiv Baba as well as Brahma Baba. So when you sit in meditation, you follow Shiv Baba in becoming incorporeal, bodiless. But when you are performing action, be an angel. So that means while performing action, I have to follow Brahma Baba. While I am meditating, I have to follow Shiv Baba. So some of us are a little bit confused. You know, when we sit in meditation, whom to remember, where to remember, how to remember, it is very clear. Often very, Dadi Janki says this, you know, if you are bodiless in remembrance of Baba, you will be a trustee. trustee when you are performing action. Or if you are a trustee in your action, you will experience bodiless stage easily. So that balance is sometimes lacking. You know, we perform actions and create karmic accounts. We may put ourselves into bondage because we perform action under the influence of five senses, sense organs. And so when we sit in meditation, those actions pull us towards ourselves. So how do I know I am a karma yogi? So after I have performed the action like a tortoise, you know, I withdraw and then I am able to concentrate my mind on the point of light. So it should not be a kind of battling state, struggling. So the second thing I find is very important to progress. We need to strike the right balance between two opposites. For example, introversion and entertaining nature. You know, Baba doesn't ask us to be serious, but then Baba also asks us to make sure that we are able to become introvert whenever we want. So this kind of balance will help us to move forward faster. Because balance not only brings bliss to our life, but it also brings blessings. You know, many times we ask ourselves, am I moving forward in Brahmin life with my own effort, or am I moving forward in Brahmin life with blessings? Each one of you can ask yourself, how much percentage? How much percentage I am progressing in this Brahmin life with my own efforts? And how much progress I am making with blessings from Baba, from seniors? You know, so blessings are something you cannot ask for. You have to claim it. And one of the methods to claim the blessing is to create balance. So when you are performing actions, keeping the balance, the one who looks at you performing action will automatically, you know, shower blessings, because any action that is performed with balance is accurate. You know, so automatically there is accuracy in the action when I perform balanced action, and that attracts others towards themselves, and they shower blessings. So if you really want to progress, move forward, make sure you have a balanced life. Laukik, alaukik, you know, whatever, body, soul, and not look after only the body, neglect the soul, or neglect the soul and look after the body. You know, some Brahmins misunderstand spirituality. They think that spirituality means only taking care of the soul. Don't care the body. But if the body is not well, the soul cannot do anything, isn't it? So I have to really strike that balance. So for me, the second beautiful signal that we get from Baba, from time to time, is the balance. So check yourself. Any balance missing, you know, what is important is to practice a few seconds of silence, so that, you know, when a scale is not balanced, the needle in the middle of the scale is not stable, isn't it? So when my intellect is not stable, I am not able to balance. So try to practice, you know, the drill that Bab Dada has given us, several types of drill, even for 1 second, to make sure that the needle is stable, intellect, so that I create a balance between any kind of balance, law and love, love and discipline, whatever. And the third important signal I think all of us know, and Baba has been telling in all the Muralis these days, is the word sada. Sada means constant, always. This consistency is very, very important for progress. You know, if you lose the consistency, you lose the power, you lose the momentum. So whatever I am doing in Brahmin life, let it be constant. That means, you know, whether it is following maryadas, whether it is following discipline, whether it is following the rules, whatever, let it be consistent. You know, those who have been consistent in their effort from the beginning until now, they become the image of experience. So this is very important to build the momentum. If you do only sometimes, then there is a margin between time and you lose that energy of enthusiasm. So I would suggest this signal that Baba has given us, even in the last few Muralis. You know, Baba likes the word sada, always, you know, constant, consistency. And that consistency in our effort actually helps us to increase our power of concentration. You know, Mohini Ben from New York was sharing in one of her classes, power of concentration is the reward for having accuracy plus consistency. When you have accuracy plus consistency, you have the reward of power of concentration, because you don't need to think about, your intellect will not wander. When you are meditating, when you want to perform an action, there will be concentration in the action that you are doing. There will be concentration in meditation, because there will be no waste thoughts. Everything is done as it should be. Now, many times we are not accurate, we are not consistent, so waste thought comes. Oh, I could have done it better. Why I did like this? Why I said like this to that person? I should not. You know, something which is not accurate. So that is why, you know, for the progress in Brahmin life, even if someone has come recently, 1 year, 2 years, Baba says they can also go fast and become first. On what basis? Consistency. Somebody can be in knowledge for 83 years, but if there was no consistency, there was no progress. But if someone has come 2 years in knowledge, and from the moment they have built up this momentum, so they can go faster than everybody else. You know, look at the example of Mama. You know, Mama was a Kumari, but she was given the responsibility of Yajna Mother. She was, she was chosen as the mother to look after all the mothers. So on what basis she created this confidence, trust in Baba, her this speciality of consistency. From the day one she came, she had so much of attention on Baba and Baba's murli and words, that next day she will become as an embodiment of those teachings. And Baba was observing. Everybody else was listening, but Mama was quite unique. So even if you have come late, no need to worry. How can I make up for all the lessons that Baba has taught us? But now Baba is giving you the essence, the butter. All that you need to do is to swallow the butter. So even those who have come late can go fast and progress and reach the destination on time, provided you underline this word, consistency. You know, there should not be, as I said earlier, 2 steps forward, 1 step backward. then I will be where I am. Yeah. And the fourth important thing that comes to my mind for our progress is the power of determination. You know, when you move on a path, you have made up your mind, you have chosen this path, there is no termination. Determination. There is no detour. There is no termination. That's why they say, do or die. That is determination. Not like, you know, hanging on, doing it, not doing it. Just to have the power of the mind. Because nobody has asked us to become a Brahmin. Nobody has forced you to be on this path. I have chosen this path. I have made up my mind to be in Gyan. So why not? I have the determination to do it. So for that, three words we have to remember. I am. You know, I can and I will. So Baba also likes these words. No, I am. Like Baba says, you are Master Almighty Authority. I am, I will, and I can. The moment the thought comes in your mind, I can't, that's it. You can't. So determination is the power which actually moves you forward to reach your destination at least on time, if not before time. It's the willpower. And one of the method Bhaktada has been telling us to get that willpower is to will everything to Baba. If you are willing to will everything to Baba, in return you receive the willpower. Baba will will you. Like Prakashmani Dadi, you know, when Baba became aware, just by holding Baba's hand, he willed all his power to Dadi. She did not even realize. So I need to have such surrendered intellect to allow Baba to will me his power. And when I have the power of the Almighty, what is not possible? So determination is really very, very important if I want to make self-progress. But when we have determination, we are also confronted with two enemies. When we make up our mind to do something, the subconscious mind begins to interfere in the form of laziness and carelessness. So if you want to really keep up determination, don't procrastinate. You know, Brahma Baba also liked those souls who did anything he asked them to do now, not later. That's why Brahma Baba's slogan was, whatever you want to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Now or never. You know, because sometimes people ask, Baba always says, short time, short time. How short time? Why don't he say 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, like that? So Dadi Janki said, short time means this moment I have in my hands. Whatever I want to do, I have to do. So don't procrastinate. Procrastination is the thief of time. You will never move forward, you know. When you say you want to do something, you write somewhere tomorrow. Every morning you read it. Tomorrow. So tomorrow never comes. In Hindi we say, kal kal karte kal bhi kha jayega. Saying tomorrow, tomorrow death will also eat you, but you will never do it. Now, if I want to really progress, I need to understand the urgency. Because this confluence age is a short age. And in this short time, we create our reward for 5,000 years, not just 21 births. And so we should not miss this opportunity, the value of the confluence age. Respect the time, recognize the time don't procrastinate. Don't allow your subconscious mind to dictate your conscious mind and spoil the game. So determination, willpower, iron will. I remember one thing Dadi Janki once said, you know, always remind yourself, why did Baba choose me? Because he has seen me doing it last kalpa. I may not remember, but he knows. So he has chosen me because he believed that I will do it. So tell yourself, if I don't do it, who else? Why did I become Baba's child? He has chosen me. If I don't do, who else? Then second question, when? If not now, then when? So with that kind of power, I am able to make impossible possible. So that is why, you know, Baba has been talking about the importance of willpower, determination, the power of the mind. I call it as the ABCD for self-progress. So we have done ABCD, now is E. Huh? E is enthusiasm. I'm sure you remember many Murlis Baba has spoken about. Enthusiasm in Brahmin life, how it moves us forward. No, it works like wings, it works like blood, it works like oxygen. But enthusiasm is a must. It's the energy. You know, it is the energy that is not coming from outside. Just like vitamin C, it's not in our body, we have to take from outside every day. So enthusiasm is the energy which I need to create. I need to sustain. I need to distribute. So this energy of enthusiasm moves you forward. I was sharing other day, what is the difference between good and great? We are good already, but progress faster means to become great. So for that, you know, one of these experiments done in science is that if you boil the water, you put the cold water on the heater, you know, when it is just hot, what is the temperature of the water is 210 degrees, 211 degrees centigrade. But when the water begins to boil and become steam, it becomes 212 degrees. But that 1 degree makes the water boil and creates steam. And what the steam can do? It can move locomotives. You know, it can move things. So enthusiasm makes you great. It's like that energy, you know. Energy of enthusiasm, it will automatically help you to progress. You don't have to make any effort, but you just maintain enthusiasm. So how to maintain, how to create enthusiasm first of all? You know, because when we ask any Brahmin, in the first year when they come to knowledge, how are you? They say, wow, I am flying, you know. I don't feel like sleeping, eating. I am so happy. Second year, you ask the same person, how are you? Okay, carrying on. And third year, I have to, you know, I cannot move forward or backward. I'm just surviving. Why is that energy dropping? Because in the first year, everything is new, novelty. Family new, knowledge new, service new, everything exciting, exciting. So you're full of enthusiasm, you know, exciting. Anything novel is always create enthusiasm. So second year it is little bit less because Baba will allow you to create it. So sometimes our attention goes from ourselves to others. And so our progress gets retarded. In the first year, We have full attention on ourselves. Oh, I want to have good yoga. I have come late. Concentration on knowledge. Murali. Slowly, slowly our attention is drifted away to others. What others are doing. What others are not supposed to be doing. So our attention goes away. So the novelty is lost. So what I would suggest is, if you really want to progress, you know, feeling that newness, bring novelty. Let there be novelty in everything you do. You really feel excited. You begin to move forward without any making effort. So one thing is novelty. And to create novelty, you need to have a lot of material. So for that, what I need to maintain in this Brahmin life is constantly I'm a student. I want to study. And a student consciousness will always allow me to pick good from everyone and from everything. So as a result of that, I have a lot of material to experiment with newness. That is my experience. You know, everywhere you go, everyone you meet, take something. And then you experiment with that newness. And you feel fresh. You feel fresh. That's why they say people who have enthusiasm look 12 years younger than their normal age. Why? Because they never get tired. They are tireless because they are experimenting with newness. This is something I think, you know, we have to do to make sure that we are moving forward, becoming great. And second thing, if I want to increase my enthusiasm, I need to celebrate my life. Don't pass your life. Spend your life. Celebrate it. You know, Brahmin life is life of celebration. Celebration means sing, dance, eat meat. Not eat meat, eat and meat. Then don't say, oh, Sister Meera said eat meat, you know, we can eat meat. Then we have enthusiasm. No. No, what it means is actually to sing songs of Baba's praise, dance the dance of happiness, you know, meet with each other, meet with Baba. So celebrate life, enjoy life, you know, don't pass life, don't spend life, you know. So that makes you younger, that makes you enthusiastic, that energy is generated. And most important thing, Baba says, donate enthusiasm to others. It's like blood donation. Once Avyakt Babdada said, if you have 80% enthusiasm, you donate 100% to others. You get 20% as a bonus. So your own enthusiasm increases, you know. So it is something that we need to manufacture from within ourselves. Self-motivation, in other words. Don't wait for people to motivate you. Don't wait for a program to come from Madhuban to progress. If you progress on the basis of the program, it will be perishable progress. It's only for a temporary time. But if you make a plan for progress on your own, that will be imperishable progress. Because I have created this plan, so I have to maintain it because that is my self-dignity. No, it does not mean that you should not follow the program that comes from Madhuban, but you should not depend on it. You know, some Brahmins are always like that. When something program comes, they will follow and after that they will sleep until another program comes. So let me progress on the basis of my self-made program. Because I know what attention I need to pay, where I need to pay attention to. So then my enthusiasm will always be maintained totally. One thing also Baba gives a signal many times, you know, in this Brahmin life to progress. Follow father, mother. Don't follow brother, sister. if you follow brother, sister, your progress will be slow or retarded also. Why? Because nobody is perfect yet. Everybody has defects, and so if I start following any brother or sister, I will follow their good qualities today and tomorrow something also. So I will be stuck in the streets and lanes. What we want to do, we want to progress faster. So the right role model I need to keep. Even sometimes Baba says in Sakar Murli, if you don't have the sense whom to follow in this Brahmin life, ask me. I will tell you. So don't follow any brother or sister, you know, but make sure you pick up good qualities from them. Not to see the defect, but to take the qualities from everyone, but to follow father, mother. So guarantee for our progress. Because my father, mother, Brahma, Baba and Mama have reached their destination, I am sure to reach. There is no doubt about it. It's a straight line, no zigzag line. So sometimes because we get impressed by the brother or sister who gives us knowledge, you know, and so we start to follow them with that bhavna. But then after some time we find out the defect, then we feel not so good about it. Yeah, so take good qualities from everyone, because that is the shortcut to become all virtuous. Right? Shortcut to become all virtuous is to steal one virtue from everyone. We are allowed to do this stealing. Bap Dada gave Dadi Janki this title, Gunchor. You are the one who steal virtue from everyone. It's good. Yeah? I don't have to make hard effort to get every virtue to imbibe in my life, but follow Father. Let me not detour, compromise. You know, give the example, quote somebody, even this person is in knowledge, get angry after so many years. This person also does this, but no. Did Baba do it? Baba did not do it, no? So I want to become like Baba. I want to follow Baba. Then it becomes easy for me to go faster. And one of the signal I think all of us know, Baba has been giving us, if I want to really go faster in this path of knowledge, I just need to fast from waste thoughts. You can't progress at the same time you have waste thoughts. Waste thought make you heavy. Waste thought is weight. So unless I become ignorant of the word waste, I will be stuck. You know? So the faster I am able to become free from waste, the lighter I become, the faster I can move forward. And one of the indication Baba has given us is how fast I can apply full stop to the past. That's a sign of progress. If I take more than a second, if I take more than minutes, if I take more than hours and so on, that must slow. So I need to practice applying full stop in a second. Challenge yourself. You know, whatever has happened in the past, full stop. Not to think in my mind or repeat in my mouth. So the faster I apply the dot, the faster I am moving towards my destination. So in order to apply that full stop in a second, Baba has asked us two methods. One is you must have the full stock of all the powers, because different situation needs different powers to be used. So if you have the stock of all powers, you apply the full stop in a second and you move forward closer to your destination. And the second thing, one lesson Baba has taught us, to apply full stop in a second. I think today's slogan or yesterday's slogan, you remember, whatever is happening, whatever has happened in the past was good. Whatever is happening is very good. Whatever will happen tomorrow will be the best. So, full stop. When everything is good, better and best, people don't think about it. When something is not good, then you start thinking about it, isn't it? So, if you keep on applying comma, question mark, exclamation mark, I cannot progress. That is not a sign of progress. You know, that is like going into the expansion of things. So if I really want to move forward with fast speed, I have to merge the expansion into essence. Which means to make a mountain into a molehill. Not make a molehill into a mountain. It's like beating stone. You know, beating the mountain, that's not the time now. So let me just check myself. How long does it take for me to put a full stop? You know, Baba talks about three dots. Two dots are easy, isn't it? I am a soul, the dot. Baba, the dot. What is the third dot? Is drama. That is where we become sometimes slack. Question mark, comma, exclamation mark comes. So that means I have not embodied the knowledge of drama fully. You know, sometimes when Baba asks you, do you have faith in drama? We all say yes. But when certain circumstances happens in our life, we will be using the word drama, drama, we'll still asking question, why it is for me only? There is no why after drama. So, you know, if you are acting accurately according to Srimad, then you are able to move on the rails of Baba and drama simultaneously. That is the indication. If I'm not able to move on the rails of Baba and drama, there is some manmat, some parmat mixed in Srimat. So that is why my mind and intellect and sanskaras cannot come together. So let me check myself. You know, how much faith I have in drama. You know, there are four types of faith that is necessary. Faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in drama, and faith in the family. So if all these four types of faith are firm, there is no way I cannot progress. There is progress at every step. So faith in the self, faith in Baba, we may be okay. But faith in drama, faith in the family, that is where sometimes there is fluctuation. So strengthen your faith in drama. That is also like having faith in Baba. Because who taught us the knowledge of drama? Baba. If I have faith in Baba, I should have faith in drama. Not blind faith, but with understanding. And also faith in the family. Because Baba has created this family. He has chosen souls and brought them here. So this is His selection. So if I begin to understand in my mind that God has brought each one, He must have seen some speciality. So if I begin to do that, then I develop love for the family. So once I am able to have the foundation of faith strong and in that particularly drama, so there is no fluctuation. You know, what is more important to progress in this Brahmin life is to create stability. The stability is not being stagnant. Sometimes some people translate, you know, stable means stagnant. No. stability is consistency in your progress. So I need to create stability in my mind so that I am able to, you know, go through the Brahmin life watching the sight scenes as a sight scenes, not stop considering them as destination. So, because otherwise you won't progress, isn't it? Because if you are driving the car and you want to reach a destination on a particular time, but if you are wasting time watching the sight scenes, you can't. So many Brahmins, sometimes there is no progress because we make the sight scene our destination. And then we stop. And then we start asking questions, why, what, and how. So we don't need to consider sight scene as our destination. Enjoy and you move forward. Let your focus be on your destination. Then I am able to speed up. I am able to move forward, you know, with the right method, so that right track. And I reach my destination on time. That is very, very important. Because sometimes we forget where we have to go. Because the sight scenes are sometimes very attractive. You know? So, this is a healthy sign. That's one of the methods Baba teaches us to assess our self-progress is chart. You know, Baba keeps telling us, keep a chart for your self-progress. In a school, people keep register, record, and chart. So, the chart of remembrance is one thing, but overall progress, how I am progressing in my Brahmin life, in Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, service, so that gives more inspiration. So, I must assess my progress, acknowledging even little bit of progress I have made is okay. Don't compare your progress with others. Everybody has different role to play. Everybody has different capacity. But if you are using the energy that you have, if you are using the time that you have, if you are using the wealth that you have in a worthwhile way, that is all you have. And you have used it completely, then you should be happy about what you are progressing, how you are progressing in the life. So it is very important to check ourselves. Because nowadays, you know, like in the yagya, they used to have kacheri court every night. Mama, Baba would sit and they would ask questions, you know, anybody did any mistake? Anybody saw anybody doing any mistake, things like that. But nowadays nobody is there to ask us. But at least we can become our own teachers. We can check ourselves every night so that, you know, I can correct myself and then I can progress. So progress is something that, you know, people feel growing, maturity coming in. And one of the sign of progress is you keep getting opportunity to do what you have been doing more and more. That's also another, you know, beautiful way of assessing my progress. If I am progressing in Brahmin life, whatever I am doing, I am receiving success. So I keep getting opportunity to do that more. So that means there is success, there is the right method, and so you are getting opportunities to do it more. So in that way, even though we have come last, we can still make effort, fast effort, to progress and reach our destination on time. So just the slogan we have to keep is that, you know, time is short, time will not wait for anyone. Learn one lesson from the time. Never look back. Always move forward. Yeah, time never looks back, right? It always keep moving forward. So if you follow this speciality of the time, So you will reach your destination on time, if not before time. So in that way, we are able to fulfill Baba's wish. Baba said in the last Murli, Baba is anticipating for you, waiting for you in the subtle region to take you back home. So don't wait in anticipation, make preparations. So preparations means, so I move with the time. So I will reach the destination. The time will push me. So not to look back, not to stop, not to look back. Focus your attention towards the aim and move forward, following Father at every step. I think it's time now. So let us all have this determined thought to make such progress that seeing us, others will also follow. Just like when you're driving the car, if your car is moving forward, others will follow you. But if your car got stuck, people behind you, people in front of you, everybody is in trouble. So never stop, ever look back, keep moving forward, looking towards your destination, so we will be able to reach on time. Om Shanti. So we will, in the meditation today, we can focus specially on our determination and our energy of enthusiasm. If you have made up your mind for this half an hour, you are going to experience angelic stage, just stick to it. You decide what you want to experience and have determination for that time to focus your thoughts. So let your thoughts don't waver. So we have 1 hour meditation. You can divide it into half an hour. And you can set an aim and you keep determination and you reach. So that is progress. When my thoughts and action become identical, I am progressing. I am successful. Okay? Om Shanti.
वतन में कभी मधुबन में आप